Are you nosy? This show is a natural health show called Natural Health Dialogue. We can't help you with that. But what we can help you with is the general nose health, and who's going to help us? Who better to help us than naturopathic Dr. Randy Lee? Tell us about the nose, Randy.
Well, first of all, it's more than just that pretty little thing in the middle of your face. It's a major component of the whole respiratory system. It filters trash to keep things out of your lungs. It warms the air before it gets into your lungs. You've seen the pain of that on a cold winter's day.
Oh, yeah.
It also, alongside with the sinuses, humidifies incoming air. If you've ever walked through a desert, you know how painful really dry air will be, and it seems to suck the moisture out of the rest of your body as well. So the nose is important for all of that. But we're going to talk about some other things about the nose that it does in your body that are important, and some ways to help take care of the nose. First, I want to start with some interesting facts that I found about the nose. City dwellers may inhale 20 billion particles of foreign matter every day. And while you're in heavy traffic, you may breathe in as many airborne free radicals as a pack-a-day smoker.
Good night.
And even if you're not a smoker, if you are associated with smokers or you're in the presence, you raise your risk of lung cancer by as much as 30%.
Tell me you have an air freshener I can put in my car.
There you go. And they do make those these days, by the way.
An air cleaner.
Yeah. And we need to make sure that we try to stay in better environments, but we can't always do that. The nose is the leading component that we have in our body to distinguish smells. That's what we primarily think of when we think of the nose, is mm-hmm. the smelling aspect of it. And I just thought it was fun. I did this on my own. I said, what does that distinction of smells really come to? And I said, well, they can be emotional. And if you don't believe me, think about the smells of your mother's kitchen or your favorite restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
The loss of sense of smell can be a very emotional thing because you lose the ability to do that. Smell is also very closely associated with taste.
Right.
If you can't smell the food you're eating, you may not be able to taste it as well either.
Mm-hmm.
So those are emotional. I said it can be activating. When I let one of my staff look at that, they questioned the word activation. But I said, well, no, think about it. How about going to a gym and smelling gym smells? That can be positive or negative as you smell all the gym clothes and that kind of stuff. But the smells of a gym can also energize you to get in there and join with other people as well. If you don't think it activates you, think about the smell of your favorite partner's perfume or cologne. See if that doesn't activate you a little bit. Yeah. They can also be comforting. Think about your favorite room in your home or your family's favorite activities or even your own automobile. When you get into it, it can be very, very comforting to realize that you're in an environment where the smells keep you thinking about very comforting things. And lastly, and most importantly, I think in my little list here, is they can be life-saving. You know, your brain is the thing that's going to alert you many times to toxins or poisons or other dangers.
Mm-hmm.
And you see those things and you stop your breathing so you don't inhale those toxins and poisons. It can be very life-saving. So the loss of the sense of smell is called anosmia. Kind of got nose in there. And it's actually a deterioration that takes place with all people, but it seems to be accelerated about the age of 60. Many people lose their sense of smell completely, and we recognize that this is actually a chemical sensing system that requires the release of some molecules to send signals to specific parts of your brain,
mm-hmm.
and then the nerve bundles that accommodate that are at the uppermost part in the back of the nose.
Mm-hmm.
So without the nose and without those, you wouldn't be able to smell anything. And those nerve bundles are directly connected then to the brain.
I wonder if that affects digestion at all. So you start to smell the steak and your juices begin to flow, you know, your stomach. And
absolutely.
All that.
Another thing that I would put up there in my activating or in my emotional arena, we love to go into a nice restaurant where the smells start the juices flowing before we even begin to eat.
Right.
There's a reason for for this loss of smell type of thing. And one of the articles I listed that I read listed over a dozen reasons why a person may lose their sense of smell. Some of them are totally unavoidable. One of the primary reasons people lose smell is actually from injuries. You can get a head injury that causes those kind of anomalies. It can be that you were born with that anomaly. A lot of babies are born without the sense of smell, and some of them never develop it at all, so people never have their sense of smell. Many of them, though, are developmental. They develop polyps inside the nervous system, or simply the aging process itself begins to slow down the nerve component of it, or that you've worked with your nose for so many years, poking things into your nose for years, so that you damage some of those nerves. And over the long haul, they lose their ability to transmit those smells into the brain
area. Do you have any statistics for boxers?
I don't have them specifically for boxers, but it is well known that a number of boxers have lost their sense of smell, and that's probably because of taking so many blows to the face. And then there are some that are just side effects of normal living, like colds and allergies and chronic sinus conditions. Allergies for many, many people end up leading to the loss of their sense of smell.
Permanently?
Permanently, yeah, just from allergies. They're additive. One time of an allergy may not do it, but depending on what you use to treat that allergy and how much poking and prodding you do, how much damage you may do to those nerves, the ongoing use of allergy medications or other things that we do for allergies can cause you to lose your sense of smell. But many of the things that cause people to lose their sense of smell are preventable. Inhaling toxic chemicals. You know, here a few years back, there's a lot of news on kids who like to do this sniffing. They would take chemical sprays and things and put them into their faces so that they could have the rush of having those chemical smells.
Huffing. Yeah, okay.
Huffing and sniffing, yeah. Inhaling toxic chemicals. Even tobacco smoke. Many, many smokers as they age lose their sense of smell because you're constantly bombarding those cells inside the upper part of the nose that lead to the transmissions into your brain to be able to be interpreted as smell.
Wow.
Illegal drugs are a big part of that as well, not only the ones that have an aroma to them, but the drugs themselves sometimes burn out some of those cells. And while the cells can be regenerated and often are, many times they're not. They can become permanent. Or you can put scar tissue over them so that even if they're regenerated underneath, you can't get the smell to those because of the scar tissue that's on top of them. So easy ways to do it. There are some different treatments that people do. A lot of them are common. Some people say that it's impossible to get your sense of smell back. Most of us just think that it may be difficult, while impossible under some circumstances. But there's some things that you can do. I listed a bunch of them. We don't have time to go through a few of them, but I'll just tell you. Warm castor oil drops in the nose can alleviate swelling and inflammation, and sometimes that will bring your sense of smell back.
Okay.
Garlic tea. You can make it up, garlic in a bottle of water and drink it, and that can relieve cold and flu symptoms, and many times that'll help you to breathe, at least on a temporary basis, if not a permanent basis. Chewing small chunks of ginger will unblock your stuffiness, and that stuffiness sometimes will then allow you to get smells to those nerve cells that are transmitted to the brain.
Okay.
A tea made up from honey and cayenne, or one of my favorites, there's a lemon honey tea, which can actually stimulate the olfactory nerves.
You're talking about things for a lot of these that can also be weaponized. You realize that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Okay.
We just want to help our friends and neighbors to be able to smell
just
better.
Don't go buy a bottle of pepper spray and shoot it up your nose?
No, yeah. I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
There's a place for it, and up your nose is not one of them. and then there's some vitamins. I've got several other there, but we'll drop over those for today. The normal vitamins, vitamin B is essential for nerve health, nerve tissue. Vitamin A and E may lead to nerve efficiency, And so a deficiency of those could be done. Zinc is the mineral that I would put a highlight on for sensory things in general. The sense of smell is directly associated with a sense of taste. A loss of the sense of taste may also cause eating disorders. And then if you have the eating disorders, you don't eat the nutrients that you need. Mm. It's kind of a cyclical thing there. Take good care of your nose. Don't poke your nose a lot of stuff. Don't breathe into things that are toxic when you know you can prevent them. And keep that sense of smell for life. It's important to both taste and to the enjoyment of go out and smell the flowers.
The nose knows?
The nose knows.
All right. Thank you. We're out of time. See you next week.